this bulletin. Evacuation orders in parts of Sydney and elsewhere in the state as rain intensifies. The United Nations Assembly votes to demand Russia's immediate withdrawal of troops from Ukraine. And in sport, the Paralympic Committee receives backlash for allowing Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in the Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Many New South Wales residents have received evacuation orders as the state continues to battle record-breaking rainfall and flooding. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology has sent out major flood warnings for many parts of the state, saying the downpour is expected to intensify. The entire Hawkesbury-Nepean area is under an evacuation order by the State Emergency Service, with overflows from the Warragamba Dam already at the level of the 2021 floods. New South Wales Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Marianne Gale says people who are isolating due to COVID-19 should also evacuate if advised to do so. Premier Dominic Perrottet is urging people to heed the warnings of the SES.
Please continue to follow the instructions of our state and emergency services. These instructions, as I've said, are not here for the sake of it. They're here to keep people safe. And we hear many stories when first those evacuation warnings come in and then the evacuation orders come in, that people still do not evacuate. And they do not evacuate because of their past experience with floods. This is an unprecedented event. An unprecedented situation that requires an unprecedented response.
The Queensland Government is providing free public transport to flood-affected communities to support recovery efforts. Southeast Queenslanders are being encouraged to use public transport services without the need to tap on or off, with go-card readers disabled at the stations until the last service on Sunday. Transport and Main Roads Minister Mark Bailey says Queenslanders need all the support they can get at this time.
We're very much in recovery mode across southeast Queensland at the moment, with people getting in to fix their homes. The waters are coming down, so we want to support them. We're making public transport free until midnight Sunday night. And of course, there are also less public transport services than usual. So we want to support people in the recovery, and I think this is a way of helping people get things done.
It comes as a trough is expected to move across the southeast on Thursday and into Friday, bringing destructive winds, potential flash flooding and renewed river rises. The Australian Association of Psychologists says victims of the New South Wales and Queensland flood disasters should have similar support measures in place to that of bushfire survivors. The group is warning that disaster relief payments help in the short term, but the government needs to proactively establish trauma recovery. More than 150,000 claims have been lodged with the federal government so far for financial support. But there are also calls for self-referrals to be possible for psychologists to reduce cost barriers to accessing professional services. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Western Australia is reopening its borders from today after months of being cut off from the rest of the world. The state will welcome triple vaccinated interstate and overseas travellers, with rapid antigen testing requirements upon arrival. The testing arrangements are for the interim and will be in place for a minimum of 2 weeks and then be subject to ongoing review. Unvaccinated travellers must still undergo 14 days of hotel quarantine. The UN General Assembly has voted for Russia to cease military action in Ukraine and withdraw its troops. The vote, which came after the Assembly's first emergency session since 1997, was 141-5 in favour of condemning the attack, with 35 abstentions. Addressing the Assembly, US Ambassador Lisa Thomas Greenfield accused Russia of using cluster munitions and vacuum bombs in its aggression, which are banned under the Geneva Conventions. She says at every step, Russia has betrayed the United Nations.
To the Russian soldiers sent to the front lines of an unjust, unnecessary war, I say, your leaders are lying to you. Do not commit war crimes. Do everything you can to put down your weapons and leave Ukraine.
To sport, the International Paralympic Committee's decision to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in the upcoming Winter Games in Beijing has dismayed governing sporting bodies. The IPC on Wednesday decided the teams would be permitted to participate as neutral athletes under the Paralympic flag, but have been banned from the medals table. The sanctions come in retaliation to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has been aided by Belarus. But Cale Quaid of the German Disabled Sports Association says the decision is a weak response to the rising crisis.
Mutlos und sie trifft.
The non-exclusion of the Russian and Belarusian athletes is unimaginable, actually. It is disappointing. The decision is depressing, and it hits a lot of people who just shake their heads that they didn't have the strength here to stand on the side of humanity. Even internationally, over rule books. Here, people argued with a set of rules, while without rules, there are shootings and killings in Ukraine. How do we want to make it clear to people that sport also stands for values? That's what the IPC has failed to do today in its leadership.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 26. Adelaide, much the same, 33. Melbourne, also sunny, 30. Hobart, partly cloudy, 26. Canberra, rain at times, 21. Wollongong, rain with possible heavy falls, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, rain and possible heavy falls, 24 degrees. Brisbane, showers and a storm likely, 28. Cairns, a possible shower developing, 26. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.